Jono, a disappointing result tonight, but are you buoyed by the performance?
You know what? I thought that was a great performance, and those games, it's not often you see a 0-0 game. I thought defensively we were unreal, and that's what I think, that's what we needed. You know, once it gets to a shootout, anything can happen, and I think we can only take the positives out of that game.
What do you see as the positives going forward?
I just think that, you know, our defensive play has been questioned, and I think we answered that tonight. I think as a team we were outstanding from the goalie out to the forwards, and we put a full 65 minutes together, and you know, that's what was asked of us, that's what we did. We were very unlucky not to get the extra point, but as I said, in a shootout anything can happen.
Is it a case now of building off this now and taking that into Dundee, and then you've got commentary next week?
I think, to be honest, I think we were building off of the performance we had in Coventry. I think that was a big improvement, and I think we were a lot more relaxed going into that game and rejuvenated in a way. We just need to stay on this path, which I think we're doing. The boys are a lot kinder, got their focus back. And we're looking forward to the next few games.
A lot of talk about identity recently. Jared Adams said after the Nottingham game, maybe you kind of lost your identity a little bit. Do you feel like you're starting to get a bit of that identity back?
We're just getting back to playing how we should have been playing. And it's tough over the Christmas period. We lost a couple of games, and I think confidence goes a bit, and from there you try things that you wouldn't normally try, and we were all guilty of making kind of individual mistakes, every single one of us, and it cost us. But I think we've got back to playing our way, and we'll continue to work on doing that going forward.
G's reunited the lines obviously in Coventry, and obviously we've seen that continue since then. How does it feel to be kind of back alongside Robert Dowd and Tyler Mosienko on that second line?
Yeah, I mean, we've worked well all year. I think just with our speed, we just try and fly all over the ice and try and cover as much ice as we can, and just kind of puck possession and get things to the net. So we've been having chances, and I think things will start clicking for us again.
And obviously playing tonight with 5 defencemen, impressive considering the guys that you're missing on the ice.
Yeah, definitely there's some big players that we missed out there, and I think that just kind of proves our depth this year.
What about moving ahead and talking about Dundee? Obviously a kind of blowout win midweek, that 11-1 win. I'm guessing you don't expect anything like that again. What are you expecting from that trip up north?
Well, they're going to want to show themselves and show us that was a one-off, and it's definitely not going to be that kind of game again. Any game up in Dundee is tough. We know that they got a good goalie, and we know that they got players. If you give them chances, they're going to score. So for us, nothing changes. We just approach it like we approached tonight. That's our mindset for every single game going forward, whoever we're playing.
And it's been an interesting series against Coventry, obviously looking ahead to next weekend. How do you look at that game with that on the horizon as well?
Again, same way. We know what we've got to do. We worry about ourselves, and we just pick up as many points as we can here. Yeah.